Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to Absolute Alignment with Christy L. Biga, when success feels easy, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And now your host, Christy L. Biga.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. If you are a returning listener or viewers, we are happy to have you back here on the Absolute Alignment with Christel, when success feels easy. We are here every first and third Friday of the month to embark on a journey together. I'm your host, Christel Biga. I'm a spiritual teacher, and it's my pleasure to be here and be part of your journey, if you wish, on a journey of aligning with who you really are, aligning with the truth of your real essence. When success feels easy, it's a show that is about you. It doesn't matter what success means for you. It doesn't matter what it looks like, but I want you to feel like it's easy, because the nature, your true nature, divine essence, is there to make things easy for you. If it feels heavy, if it feels hard, it's simply because the human is not really giving room to the divine right now, maybe. And we are here to make sure that both parts of who you really are, your human and your divine, align together as one to create the magic you want to see in your life. So I'm really happy to be here every first and third Friday of the month, 1:30 Pacific Standard Time, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time, to give you all the tools, the information, the knowledge that can help you in that journey of reconnecting with you, the divine part of you that will ultimately make things easy for you. No matter what is happening around you, things can be easy, because from that place of truth, the truth about who you really are, the truth of what you're really capable of achieving, the truth of how limitless you are, the truth of how powerful you are, nothing matters, because you, from that place, create anything you want in the easiest and fastest way possible. And you can also join my YouTube channel, Christel Biga, where I share other, you know, videos, resources, and I would love to have you over there as well to rewatch these episodes and see the other great resources I put out there for you to support you in this journey. And today we have an amazing topic. What does intuition feels in the body compared to trauma and ego? Why is it important even to think about intuition? We tend to believe that women have intuition, men don't have intuition, and some women don't really know if they have intuition, if they should trust their intuition. At the end of the day, what does it even feel like? What does it look like? And it's possible to know what it feels like, because we have voices within us talking to us. We have the voice of our ego, have the voice of our intuition. We have, you know, those voices that come to remind us of past experiences that didn't really go well. And when we want to do something, to take an action, to make a decision, those fears come. And they become voices also, reminding us, did you forget what happened last time you tried something like that? Do you remember last time what happened when you invested this kind of money? Do you remember last time what happened when you decided to trust somebody and embark in this relationship? Do you remember last time what happened? And then we get stuck. And another voice is probably pulling us in the direction of, yes, do it. You can do it. It's okay. It's safe. But we don't know now. We are confused. And sometimes people say, I have two voices. You know, my brain, so a part of my brain is telling me this. Another part of my brain is telling me that. My heart is saying this. My brain is saying that. There is confusion. And in those moments, sometimes people tend to go ask to other people, because we can't find the answers within ourselves. So maybe other people have them, right? Why not? We can ask a friend, we can ask a family member, we can ask a coach, whatever help we can get to help us make a decision, move forward, take action, whatever it is, right? But at the end of the day, as loving and you, as much as people want to help and support and be there for you, nobody knows the answers more than you do. The challenge here is to find the right answer within you. And your intuition is probably in the midst of all the voices talking to you within you, in your head, in your heart, whatever you feel like you're hearing those voices coming from, your intuition is probably the voice that knows best, that knows exactly what you should be, what you should do, where you should go, who you should trust, what you should believe in, what is true for you. So it's important to know what that voice, the voice of intuition, sounds like, but most importantly, feels like. Because it's important also to have that connection with your body, to be able to recognize that this feels good. And probably get used to have that communication with your body, to know that this time, when it feels this way, it's probably my intuition. And because it's my intuition, because I know that when my intuition is leading me somewhere, it's safe. When my intuition is telling me something, it's the truth. Even if everyone else is saying something different, I can trust my intuition. It takes practice. It's like every other relationship. You need to build it, to get used to that voice, to be able to, as soon as you hear it, recognize, hey, this is the voice of my intuition, the same way you know the voice of your mom, your friends. This is the voice of my intuition. And when you build that relationship, you learn to trust it. You don't allow your past traumas or your ego to come and remind you, hey, last time you trusted yourself, you know what happened, you made a mistake. There is no such thing anyways as mistake. You did exactly what you were supposed to do at that time. So there is no reason to stop trusting because things didn't go out the way you thought or you expected them to go. You should always trust, but you need to build that relationship, that trust to keep going, no matter what it looks like. Because you know, okay, my intuition can never fail me. My intuition will never lie to me. And my intuition probably knows things that I don't know yet, sees things that I don't see yet. So it's probably a good idea to go, even though I don't have all the answers now, even though it looks blurry. I'm scared, because sometimes that's what it is. You're scared, so you don't know what to do. But one thing you can always do and never, never go wrong with is to follow your intuition. That's why we are here today. That's why we come here, to give you this other tool and probably help you with. I have a beautiful guest waiting that will come forward at the second part of this show to give you tools that will ultimately help you. First, learn how to recognize that voice of your intuition, build that relationship, and move forward with more safe, feeling more safe and confident in any action decision you want to make, so that ultimately things will not feel like it's out of hand. You will stay in control, because that's where you have to be, in control. So thank you so much for being here with us today. We are going to take a short break and we are going to come back on the second part, and I will introduce you to my amazing guest that will give you more tips on the topic. See you.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Raising the vibrations through stimulating conversations while exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria on Tales from the Merworld Radio with me, Amirabeth. Join us every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be ready to feel empowered and an active part of the changing earth. For more information about me, visit Amerabeth.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Do you drive yourself crazy trying to make important decisions? And when you finally do, then you start second-guessing yourself. Would you like to know why you do this and how to change it? You can. When you take time to go inward, you'll find a wisdom that resides in the body. Begin by quieting your mind and sending your awareness into your body. Notice where there may be a discomfort. Ask it what it wants you to know. Listen carefully. It will reveal what it is about making this decision which holds you back. You can keep asking for information until you reach the deep core value of what keeps you from comfortably making a decision and sticking with it. Awareness is the first step toward making change. I'm Carrie Kadambi, and I'd love for you to join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit my website, thedivineguidancegift.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Welcome back for this second part of the Absolute Alignment with Christelle, when success feels easy. It's a pleasure to have you here. We are here every first and third Friday of the month at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time to embark on a beautiful journey, the only journey that at the end of the day matters, the journey back within. And as I mentioned on the first part of this show, I have with me an amazing guest. She's a beautiful soul. I know her. We have been connected since, I believe, last year. And it's my pleasure to have her come on here today to expand on the topic, what does intuition feel like in the body compared to ego or trauma? I will not say more. I will just welcome Elijah Johnson. And please, Elijah, do you mind introducing yourself to our audience?
Not at all. Thank you so much, Christelle. I appreciate you. And thank you so much for having me on here. So for people who don't know me, hi, my name's Alicia. I am an ascension guide, a healer, and a Toltec shaman. And so I work with people on a few different things. One, I work with people on sort of being like the midwife between your higher self and spirit guides and you. I'm a great communicator and a great bridge from the spiritual realm to the physical material realm. So I work with people and I offer psychic readings, and I also offer deep dive sessions regarding connecting to your higher self, your intuition, to create clarity and confidence. And I also work with others on transmuting fear, trauma, old emotional wounds, things that are keeping us stuck. So I was so excited knowing this, knowing that, Christelle, you invited me onto your show. And I just want to acknowledge you before I get into everything, because just by you having this show and showing up every time, you're creating the space for so much transformation for every single person who's watching this every first and third Friday. And just by creating the space, there is so much that you are putting out in the world that is assisting in that coming back towards you, because it's not the easiest to show up every day, not only for yourself, however, for your community. And so I just want to acknowledge you for that, because it's important to do that. And I'll get into why a little bit later. So I just want to acknowledge that. And thank you so much again for being the catalyst for this conversation to even happen. So I will just get started. The first thing that I wanted to talk about today is experience. That's number one when it comes to connecting to your intuition and deciphering what that is, as opposed to your trauma or ego. So I'm going to talk about experience and kind of lay that down for you. And then I'm going to break down what is intuition, what is ego, what is trauma, and how does that show up in your body. Then I'll run you guys through a quick exercise so you can start to get a taste of how that shows up for you. So regarding experience, it's actually really simple. Intuition and trauma and ego, it's actually incredibly simple to decipher. It's just we've been fed so many messages of distrusting ourselves and our body that a lot of us don't, we brush it aside when intuition comes in. We're like, oh, no, that's not true. And so experience, that's why experience is so important. When I was communing with spirit this morning, how they explained it to me was an example that I always love to use with clients, which is you can be book smart. You can know every single thing there is to know about driving a car, for example. Let's say you've never driven a car, yet you read all the books and you're like, I know exactly what to do. When I get in that car, I turn in the ignition, I put it in drive, and this is where we go. I know all of the street signs and lights and rules and regulations. I know it all. So let's say we know everything based on what we've read, what we've learned. As soon as we step into that vehicle for the first time and actually turn on the ignition and actually start driving and actually step into the unknown, we really don't have that experience. Therefore, we don't have that confidence until we have that experience, right? Otherwise, it feels like all these new things are being thrown at us and we don't really know how to handle it because we haven't been prepared. We haven't had enough experience with that. So to give you a quick snapshot of what intuition feels like versus ego or trauma, your intuition is truth-based. It feels calmer. It's almost like a feeling that's like, it is what it is. Like the sun's out. That man isn't meant for you. You're not in the right job. It's a simple, simple, subtle feeling. And because it's so simple and because it's so subtle, a lot of times we don't give it the attention it deserves. We think, oh, that's just this or that, and we discount it. And that is really our higher self speaking to us. And so if we connect to our lower self, those feelings are definitely more fear-based. So if your heart is racing or you're feeling like a lot of rush of energy or you're feeling a big rush of energy, that's not so, more so intuition. That's more so trauma or ego coming in. That's not always bad. I'll get into that a little bit later. Sometimes that's designed to, it's usually designed to protect you. It's just we're not dealing with the things that we used to deal with as humans. So sometimes we're getting triggered if like the mailman's talking to us and there's like there's no danger involved. Yet our body doesn't know the difference because we haven't fully cleared out that trauma or certain parts of our ego that are still flaring up and firing up. So that's a quick little tip. So intuition and higher self, it's going to feel more, or connecting to your higher self, it's going to feel more calm and more just like an inner knowing. It just is what it is. And with your lower self, that's going to be a lot more fear-based and it's going to be loud. The voices in your head are very loud. They're like, don't do it. You're going to die. Like it feels so big. It really does, even over the smallest things, but that is just fear and ego coming through. So what I want to sort of paint a picture for everyone who's watching, it's in your best interest to connect to your intuition daily and build a relationship. Just like Christelle said earlier in her intro, she set it up so beautifully. Our connection to ourselves and to our higher self, to source, to spirit, it's a relationship first and foremost. So many people want access to this power, this ultimate power and ultimate knowing. Yet, if you don't build a relationship every day, then you're not creating the space for that to happen. It's almost like if you want to work out, you have to build a relationship with your body, right? You need to go to the gym, you need to work these muscles. Imagine if you don't work these muscles every day, you're never going to get to where you could go and get those results that you want. So it's really about creating that daily practice and integration. And it's in your best interest to do so, because I got this brilliant example today when I was communing with Spirit. It's almost like everyone's seen Mission Impossible, right? Everyone has seen that scene when Tom Cruise is going down that little wire and he needs to grab something. And when you're moving in that way, right, he always has someone in his ear who's in a control room, who sees all, who knows the details of all, while all he has to do is do what he's guided to do from this person in the control room. And so that's what it's like when connecting to your intuition. Sometimes you're walking into spaces that you have never seen, but you have a mission to uphold and you don't know how to uphold that mission. So with that said, that's why it's in your best interest to connect to your intuition, because your intuition is that person in the control room who has seen all of the timelines and variations of what could play out. They know where you're going and your soul's purpose, and they're directing you. And sometimes that doesn't make sense. Sometimes the directions and the directives you get don't make logical sense. And at that point, you have a choice. You can choose logic and safety, or you can connect to the unknown, which is your intuition, which is also, when you step into the unknown, you also have unknown and unlimited possibilities. And so Spirit likes to work through us, through guiding us in ways that maybe don't make sense. And once we get to the place that we're supposed to go, that is when the miracle comes through. That is when the breakthrough comes through, because we trusted. We traded safety, perceived safety, for trust and faith. And it only is advised to do that after you build this relationship, right? So with that said, I'm going to go through intuition versus ego versus trauma and how that shows up in the body. So like I said earlier, intuition is a gentle knowing. It's clear, it's simple, and it's just kind of like, it is what it is. You know, when I work with clients, and sometimes I work with a lot of women. So sometimes there's women who are having relationship issues with their partner. And so they're saying, oh, I need to, you know, this guy's doing this or that or this or that. And I'm like, okay, let's ground, close your eyes, connect to your ultimate life and your ultimate relationship. Is this man for you or not? And when you connect to that space and you get into a really sweet space of connecting to your truth, the answer comes very clearly. It's a yes or a no. And so sometimes we get so tied up and busy with all the things that we don't actually understand the truth that's sitting right in front of us the whole time. So intuition in the body, it feels more calm. For me personally, I feel it more so in my heart center and my solar plexus center, and I'll just feel it through my entire body, to be honest. And so what I want to challenge everyone watching is to actually list out the periods of your life that you had an intuitive feeling that you either followed or not. And what did following it feel like in your body? And what did not following it feel like in your body? That's a pattern. And when you identify that pattern, you're going to be able to identify that for the future. Oh, I had this feeling before when I was right about that. Okay, got it. Oh, this is how I felt when I didn't listen to my intuition. Let's course correct. You know, start to build that relationship with your body, because your body knows so much more. Now, with trauma, for example, that can get stored in the body as ailments. So when anything comes up in the body that is a pain or ache or anything like that, it's really our body talking to us, saying, hey, you didn't deal with that emotional issue or that mental issue, and we tried to be gentle about it, but you haven't listened. So now it's going to show up as a kidney stone. Now it's going to show up as an ear infection. Now you're going to have trouble speaking or sleeping. So that is really how trauma starts to build in the body. And with ego, when it really comes up when you're triggered, most of the time. Sometimes it's running us when we're not triggered. So it's causing us to make decisions that sort of set us up for failure in order to be right about it. If we're not really clear on who we are and what's running us, is it our subconscious fears running us? Because sometimes they dress it up real nice and they're like, oh yeah, get this job, do that. You're being responsible. You know, they dress it up real nice and you're like, okay. And you walk into it and it's a problem. So just if you are able to identify that, that makes such a big difference.
Yes, that, and I love how you say that sometimes when you don't listen to intuition, it turns to trauma that sometimes translate to sickness in our bodies. That's why it's so important to listen to our intuition. So important for people that are wondering, why is it even a topic today? So thank you so much, Alicia. We are at the end of our show. But just for the people, how do they connect with you after this if they want to go deeper?
Yes, so you can connect with me on Facebook or on Instagram. So you can follow me on Instagram at Divine Light Wisdom. My website is also divine-lightwisdom.com. And my Facebook page is Divine Light Wisdom by Toltec Shaman Alicia. So if you go to my Instagram bio, I have all my links there and you can catch up with me there.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Alicia. It was such a pleasure to have you here and we know more how to connect to our intuition, how it feels like in the body compared to ego and trauma. And nobody wants to end up in a traumatic space of having a kidney stone or anything like that. Just listen to your intuition. Way more easier, it makes life beautiful and easier. Thank you so much for watching this episode. Again, we're going to be here every first and third Friday of the month. You can also rewatch the replays on my YouTube channel, Crystal Viga. It's a pleasure for me to be here on each episode on Absolute Alignment with Crystal, when success feels easy. See you next time.